G'day, everybody, and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the two-minute warning out of round seven. A bit of love for Essendon supporters inbound as well, and we have the conversation first up that everybody has been dying for. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please do that wherever you listen to your podcasts. Leave a rating, leave a review, tell your mates. All right, looking forward to this one. Let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, how are we?
Oh, we're okay. We're good.
We're good?
We're very good. Yeah, it's a good weekend of footy. I thought there was some cracking games.
There were some cracking games.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Third highest attended, or second or third
second,
highest attended?
Second, I thought I saw.
Second highest attended round of footy ever.
Big round coming this round too. I don't know if you've cast your eyes over the games. But,
there's some good ones coming up, eh?
A showdown on a Thursday, that's pretty unusual,
love
isn't
that.
It?
Love that. Yeah.
Showdown on a Thursday. There is... biased over here, obviously in WA. There'll be 55 at Essendon and West Coast, you would think. That'd be huge.
Carlton Collingwood, the arch rivals.
Battle of the Bridge.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah. Battle of the Bridge. And then we've got the Queensland, whatever they call it.
Q Clash.
The Q Clash, of course. And then even like Melbourne Geelong's a cracker.
Frio Richmond.
Oh, my God.
That's the early game on a Sunday.
I reckon I might have a sickie this week, late in the week.
Do you reckon?
Just putting it out there. I mean, the chances my boss listens to this is like 8 million to 1.
You take Friday off because you go big on the Thursday night, check out the showdown, have a few beers, have all day Friday, get into the...
Bit of NBA in the morning.
Collingwood on.
Good time
I like that. Yeah.
And then front up Saturday for the...
But you'd be feeling better by then because it's only a 24-hour bug.
Yeah, correct. I'm off again.
Yeah. It's take your virus.
Yeah, it's easy. That's easy.
Now, Zave, I don't know how many times you got your phone lit up on Saturday night.
Oh, so we're starting with all this.
Let's just start it. Let's just go off the top.
Because for 3 years, I would sit here and just deflect. And I was a Simon Cattage. No glorious strokes, but just deflecting away for 3 years. Oh, how the tables turn. This is so good. You go from the top there, Nicky.
I have to say, I did watch this and didn't pick up on it.
So you watched it in person?
I saw it live. Okay.
We got it. Here we go.
Okay. Josh has got it queued up. So this is Saturday night after the Fremantle win. Ryan Daniels pulls Andy Brayshaw.
I don't know if I can hear it again.
Post-match chat.
Because I was outraged at the first time. And I didn't have to take my headphones off. This makes me feel uneasy.
Go on.
You come out in that derby, you get punched in the face by a young West Coast Eagles.
As someone put it to me on Twitter.
That's it.
As someone put it to me on Twitter, that's one hell of a gaff.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, come on, mate.
At what stage did you think that'd be humorous that you'd go with something like that early? I mean, you're sitting on the sidelines, you don't have much of a role on game night. It's a really well-rewarded role, that boundary role. You get one opportunity to say boo, and you thought this was a good time to crack a gag that one of your mates probably dared you to say. I'm upset for Andy, and I'm sure Andy's pissed off too.
I am interested at what point you realised...
When do I get to speak?
Eventually.
Well, you'll have
eventually.
Time.
At what point did you realise you'd f***ed up?
F***ed up is an interesting way to put it. So, for starters... If you read my column 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the Derby, and I said two things are going to happen tonight. Yeah. One of two things. Either Fremantle are going to come out and make a statement and, you know, destroy these Eagles who have been up and about a little bit, or this young West Coast team's going to punch Freo in the face, right? So that's sort of setting
the foundations for an Andy Brayshaw game.
No. So then I've interviewed Andy after the game. I would have asked anybody the same question. So let's put that away. It's got nothing. It had nothing.
Now it's had 48 hours to quickly think of a defense.
No, seriously, it had nothing. I didn't even think about Andrew Gaff or Andrew Brayshaw in that instance. And I know Andy didn't either. We'll get to that in a moment. So then about an hour after the game, I'm still working, and I've checked Twitter, and there's a little bit of, what's that all about?
Yeah.
How dare you say that?
Rhinos lost some Fremantle supporters tonight.
It took me time to work out what I'd even said wrong. I was like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And then someone's obviously included the video. I was like, oh. And look, I could see how in hindsight it was maybe a poor choice of words. But that, it wasn't even a choice. Like, it was just like, hey, you know, you came out last week, they punched you in the face. Hey, 8 years ago, you got punched in the face by Andrew Gaff. How do you feel about that?
Did it feel like that last week?
The way that people can make that link, I will say it, like...
I was upset by it.
I get the people who were making a joke about it. Oh, the boys are getting... that's fair.
Who's making a joke out? Don't make light of
this.
Serious,
mate. I'll piss off.
You've made him relive on Saturday night.
The most traumatic moment of his life. Can you just relive that for us, Andy?
Anybody who is making that tenuous link in a serious way, seriously, pull your head in. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. Some peanut wrote about it on
Made News.com. Channel 7 reporter makes huge on-air gaffe.
It was an awkward question. Like, honestly.
To football superstar.
Can I just say, if that's where your career is at in journalism.
That is disgraceful.
That is such a long bow to draw.
Wasn't a long one for 90,000 who were online talking about
You know, and you know that is a sporting phrase. Get punched in the face. Everybody's never got a plan to piss off.
I also know.
Piss off.
I've never heard it. When I was Perth Now editor, I would have sent that clip to one of my reporters and be like, you just write this up, please.
Mate, it is ridiculous. I will take the.
I thought this was like a jokey sort of thing.
No, disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Apparently, Daniels later came out on X to clarify his situation.
So I responded to one. I said, yeah, okay, maybe a poor choice of words, but that had nothing to do with it. Gaff, let's make it clear, because we're all having a laugh here. Let's make it clear. And by the way, I've since reached out to Andy.
No, and Izzy said they played golf yesterday. Yeah. So it's all good.
Piss off. I've reached out to Andy and I said, mate, look, this is what's happened. He didn't even know that the outrage had happened.
Yeah.
And he seriously said, I did not even think about it for 1 second. So we're all good. There's no one's
is
outrage.
That, is that true or false that Andy's written back?
I've shown you the message, so don't be facetious.
He said, I haven't thought about it for 1 second. I thought about it for 5 minutes and I'm...
He's got no memory. He's got memory loss.
Honestly, I get it. I'll give it. It's a slight slip up. If I had my time again, I probably wouldn't ask that question to
Andy.
There's no way you can link that in a serious way unless you're a complete moron.
I'll slightly defend you. It's a term that we used to use all the time in footy. I said to you this morning on radio.
Yeah,
I can't remember if it was Simo or Clarko, but one of the theories about starting a game, everyone has a game plan against us at times because we were good. And everyone has these theories and game styles that they want to try against us. Well, it doesn't work once you get punched in the face.
It's a common theme, isn't it? Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Who was that, Tyson or...?
Tyson.
I think it was Tyson.
Tyson. Anyway, so I went in once to defend Rhino on Twitter because I was tagged in something. And then the next, I was like, it's a commonly used sporting phrase. Let's not make a mountain out of a molehill, or something like that. Anyway, the next person goes, oh, trust another media person defending the media. And that was when I said, good luck, Rhino.
We know what's happened, right? This whole facade of being in the Frio tent for ages is just... West Coast plant.
Wait
till they get a bit of confidence and then just roll this one out, Rhino.
No.
Just from the inside.
Okay.
Last thing I will say on this...
Because I've got something else on top of this.
You're going to go again?
A different thing.
No, but last thing I'll say in this, do not come at my credibility in a way like... That's unfair and it's stupid.
Do you need to take your strides off it and untwist your knickers? What's happened
here? I
want to move on.
He won't be laughing about this next bit I'm going to bring up.
Oh, what's next? Go. What do you got?
I'd feel awkward doing it. I haven't got a box of beer here yet either.
Okay.
About Darcy. But I'm noticing a bit of tension on X. A bit of media jousting.
Yeah, right. Is this someone dipping their toes over the border again?
Well, dipped. Mm. And Harley was rested.
Mm.
And not very often, Rhino, do you tweet something and then say, as reported by,
sometimes I'll do that.
Not very often. There is one whale in the room. All of a sudden, there is one whale in the room in this dick swinging contest. And that's the length of Harley Reid's extension. That is the only bit of news in this that you need to find.
Uh-huh.
Tweet first for the win. Because at the moment, you're getting skipped on Harley. And that is WA.
By?
Tom Morris.
Mm. So all I did was, Tom had the story early in the week.
How'd that feel?
Not great. I'd obviously prefer to have it myself. But no, just giving credit where it's due. Yeah. Like, I would expect the same if it was the reverse.
Yeah.
I don't always do it because it's not often that someone has a clear win like that.
When you open up your Twitter and you're just updating your tweets and whatnot, and you see Harley Reid rested and you haven't got that, what's it feel like?
It's frustrating. Yeah, you feel like you take your finger off the pulse for 1 second. That's what happens in this game. So
are we calling? Is it fair to say?
What was it, the lunch? What was it that took your finger off the pulse?
Was
it,
I think it was this stupid Dylan podcast.
Dylan Andrews.
I think I was in here. I'm pretty sure I was in here.
Dylan Andrews?
Who's running the AFL tonight?
Andrew Dillon.
Andrew Dillon.
Dillon Andrews.
I've done a daily bail. Anyway, so that is the whale now.
I reckon I was in that this podcast last week, and that's probably why I've missed
it. That happened?
Yeah.
That is the whale,
Nick. If you're picking up the tweet, a big thing like Jermaine Jones going to be playing waffle or something.
That's how we're going to measure this contest.
Yeah, right. Whoever gets
Because it's clear. It's back and forth. There's been tweets being liked back and forth. I'm nervous for both parties because it's so
measurable. There's no animosity between Tom and I.
Yeah, but
he messaged me after that tweet. He said, thanks for the shout out. I'm like, no worries, mate. I'll do the same. You do the same.
I reckon
for me.
If I'm working for if I'm working for Connor Sport, I'm just expecting a few bouquets, like a little picnic basket drop off.
Don't worry about the tent at Fremantle. Oh, Paulie boy.
Are you guys finished? Are you done?
Well, I don't know. I've been on the end of these for about 3 years.
A couple of nice new pink button ups for Paul. Just delivered up there.
Oh, Paulie Connors. tell me about Harley, baby.
You've absolutely had it.
Great.
You've lost it.
Anyway, that's how I'm going to measure the win-loss is who gets the Harley news.
I knew this would be good since after the Saturday game. And the first few messages I got, when I was like, what are they talking about? Yeah. And then I watched it back. And went,
that's absurd, that. Oh. That honestly,
and then I went,
I'll cop a slight, maybe not, but...
Yeah, when I realised
no
a few people
Honestly,
were, I
no
thought
more.
It was just a funny thing, and then a few people were gotten.
If you're having a legitimate crack, just unfollow everything I do. Don't watch anything, because that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That was a great post-match.
Thanks.
I actually enjoyed the whole, I watched the whole thing.
How much do you enjoy the boundary roll?
As compared to...
Calling with us.
Oh, well, calling's obviously...
You enjoy the calling.
Yeah, I prefer to call than do boundary, but it's fine. You're part of it.
You're in it. You're in amongst it.
You're absolutely in it.
You're rubbing shoulders with it. It's just so before you do stuff. It's a bit awkward for Das to call his son, who had a good game.
But he's in call, so he gets
special comments.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to... And now I've got a boy doing Auskick, for example.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch him solely. I don't want him to go on another ground and play.
It'd be very difficult.
Yeah.
Especially if they do something good. You almost want to cheer.
And he did some good things.
Yeah. But I heard there was one
when he called him Sam, he said, he saw Sam forward. You're like,
there was another one where he missed a set shot and he said, that's a bit of a habit.
Like, did he say that?
Too close to
the middle of
the mark? And he goes, it's been a bit of a habit. And so, it's not because he knows him better than anyone. So he's probably been at the park going, mate, you're getting too close to the man on the mark.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
I didn't mind that little bit of insight.
It's an awkward
You've almost got to go the other way and embrace it, don't you? Because you can't ignore it.
Well, no, but I think you have to. I personally think you have to bar leave those games. I think not even so much the son, it's the director of football for the club.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I think that's because I was never comfortable with Eddie Cole.
I mean,
if
you're going to do that in footy, there's going to be no one working.
Yeah, well, I think
because the amount of people that have two hats on.
Or a manager, player managers and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's rock and roll.
Okay, fine. We're finished?
I think so.
I'll circle back. Gee whiz, I can't wait for the Harley announcement. Harley signed 10 years.
Well, he kick us off the year.
Start with the Geelong Cats. They just keep it simple. And sitting there with Andrew Embley, he goes, Geelong will blow this open, which they did. Carlton will kick a few really late. And so it looks like they were the really tight game. I don't know if you saw that late.
Yeah.
Carlton went goal, goal, goal. And I was like, Embers, they might not just hang on and get close. They might come on the top of them. Mm. Good game. Carlton just didn't make the most opportunities. Tom Hawkins, good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Love Tommy. Started the season with 4-4, or might even 1-4-4, so in good form. Then he went to gather round. He's been goalless, goalless, goalless the last 3 weeks, which is unusual, in a winning side. And it's went back to 2014, the amount of times he was goalless in games over the last 10 years. So it's gone from 2014 upwards.
Yeah.
Twice, zero. Twice, once. Twice, fourth, four. 3-1-1-2. In the last 3 weeks, he's gone goalless, goalless, goalless.
Hold on. Is this a disintegration of Xavier Ellis and Tom Hawkins' bromance?
Yeah.
No. This is the first thing you've ever said critical.
No, I'm about to say.
Oh, he's about to pivot. There we go.
Where are Geelong on the ladder?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Undefeated.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter.
Well, they're going to get better.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? Like when they click into gear.
When Tom starts kicking goals.
He's laying the table.
Well, they've got a person who let's be honest, his last 4 years has been his best 4 years.
Yeah, I'd say.
Mm. Who's at the moment, not in for the first time in a decade, not in good nick.
Is it lambing season? What's he got?
No, the cows got out yesterday. The cows were shitting all over the front yard. And Emma not real happy with the front yard being eaten up by the heifers, I think they were, actually.
Yeah, right.
Because someone wrote on it, oh, they're lovely looking heifers. Get in there. Gee whiz, those heifers are beautiful, aren't they? They can sound like, you know, you're talking about. Yeah, I love those heifers. No, I got no idea. But my point is, Geelong are unbelievable. They keep it so simple. Cameron's the best player in the competition, and Hawkins is still
the best player in the competition.
Jeremy. No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
Well, just quickly, who would you go?
Who was everyone talking about this year?
Well, Heaney's.
Well, Heaney's probably been the best performer week to week.
Between Heaney.
Hard to say. Speaking of, let's go to Sydney and talk about Isaac Heaney.
If you think about him, like, don't look at the ladder of the results. You're like, oh, they've taken a half step back. They're second on the ladder.
What are you talking about?
I don't think they've taken any steps back. They lost one game. Step,
mate, I've backed them to win the flag, mate, and I'm sitting there cock-a-hoot. What are you talking about?
Your 5 metres been off lately. Yeah, you need to get that checked.
Because I've been looking intently at a couple of games now. It's just thrown me.
Sydney have gone backwards a step.
No, that was the general vibe.
They were no good last year.
No, there's no vibe.
No, I mean this from the start of the season, like in the middle two rounds.
They lost a game.
Turn his mic off for a minute, undefeated. Please. Shut him down.
For me, I know we talked about how there's some great games. I think that's the game of the round. But they've stuck it on a Saturday at 11:45. So
suits me.
Scarborough sporty for you.
Well, bloody West Coast is Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't suit you really.
No, it doesn't suit at all.
Isaac Heaney. So let me run you through some numbers.
Yeah.
Isaac Heaney, disposals last year, 15.5. Right? 15.5.
Do we all agree that no one really had their handle on Isaac Heaney? Like, he'd play a good game and something like he's a star. I think he kicked 51 years.
Then he played a whole game forward and you're like,
that's the Heaney.
So he's up to 27 a game. So he's added 12 disposals a game. His tackles are up slightly. But he's actually kicking more goals a game.
He kicked a goal every game.
So he went for, he averaged 1.3 goals a game last year, kicked 30. He's averaging 1.7. So he's actually been more impactful on the scoreboard from an individual perspective, and he's racking up the footy.
So I don't think he hasn't kicked five in a game to skew those numbers. Like I think
no,
he's
twos
actually,
and threes.
He's kicked a goal every single game.
Yeah, three on the weekend. He's just been remarkably consistent.
Is that Parker playing VFL this
Parker
week?
Parker played VFL.
Oh, he did play VFL.
He did play VFL, so I would say he would come back in. McInerney was subbed, so I can't see McInerney. Nah. See, he's been good form too. There's a what did Blakey said after the game? Lucky I'm not a midfielder. I'll be playing in the twos.
Yeah, wow.
Right, he's
going very
well.
But there's it's stacked in there. It's really stacked.
It goes out.
Dan Gorringe put a bit of a conspiracy up. James Jordan's doing a good, couple of good jobs, though.
Yeah.
Around Wicks when he kicked his goal.
Oh, with the celebs.
No high fives anywhere.
Yeah.
This is the downfall of the Swans culture.
The first goal, there was a lot of high fives for him.
Well, I'm just saying what I saw on a TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok.
He's leaning into the conspiracies. This is Princess Kate all over again, isn't it?
He does like a conspiracy.
GWS.
Are we going in ladder order, are we?
Yeah. We've been doing it for the past few weeks.
All right, mate. Jeez.
That's why we get a bit slow at the back end.
starts
with a real punch.
Finn Callahan, probably his best game of his career on the weekend. We have 32, 614 metres
game. And bounced it and ran with it.
I do like him.
He was in for 7 centre bounces. I just wondered what do you think his ceiling is? Like, is he just going to be elite wing, like leading out there, be the
all
linker?
Australian
or is he going all
Josh
in?
Josh Kelly level.
Yeah, he's all Australian, for
Does
sure.
Does he go inside eventually, or is he wing?
Could do.
Both. He I mean, probably Josh Kelly could do both.
Yeah. That is the comparison. Yeah. Very similar. It's like Kelly's the rich man and McLuggage is the slightly less rich man of that same type of player that could do both if you needed to.
Mm.
But I mean, one's probably favourite sort of Cadbury and the other one's black and gold, I'd say.
Black and gold?
Out of those two. Black,
maybe just like Nestle instead of
Black and gold. McCluggage is not in the Josh Kelly world.
No, I said that. He's a rich man and then, you know, less rich man.
I've seen a lot of black and gold.
Yeah, comfortable, but
yeah, both really rich
he's not
in real life.
I've seen a lot of black and gold around recently at the shops.
Yeah, it's still going on.
No, because they don't do it anymore. It's all Woolworths brand and Coles brand.
Oh, yeah,
they've taken over, mate.
Sorry.
What are we talking about? Finn Callahan.
Also, just Darcy Jones. I'm sorry. Darcy Jones.
Do you know what? That first from your son, the handball. So it's like Tom's had a split second. He's seen Darcy and gone, throw it out in front because there's no chance anyone's catching this bloke. And it's sat up and he's just gone, boom. That afterburn that he hit. Holy crap. No one's catching that.
And I like his family and the crowd and stuff were great.
Yeah, they went mad.
And that was an easy win for them out of the blue.
Yep.
And he tried to cash in, so I think he did a couple, and he may have had a couple of shots.
He makes it hard to drop me.
A couple of shots he shouldn't have.
Well, that's the part now. So Brett Daniels was the sub. Obviously, that's a management thing. Didn't even come on. So they've got Toby to come back.
They didn't
come
put on. Their sub on.
No, didn't. No. Brett
so,
Daniels.
So Daniels, yeah. you'd think, would play. You've got Toby coming back.
Yeah.
You've got, who else is coming back? There's
Sam
one more.
Taylor, Cornelio.
I mean, how does Jones hold his spot?
You've
got to squeeze
him in.
Hey, mate,
I tweeted they got a bit of activity on Saturday night. Finn Callahan, the most handsome player in the league this season.
Yeah, we really need more time on that.
We need to dive into that.
We got sent a whole team and everything.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for years.
He's my vote, really Finn. Quickly. Yeah, it well, actually went off. Man. Someone said, and he's a left-footer too. It's
can
like
we just extend this, Josh?
It's a mirror image of me back in the day.
young Xavier Ellis.
That's what someone tweeted. I finally, someone's seen it.
I don't think anyone has said that.
Mate, I'm telling you. Obviously taking the piss.
That person's legally blind.
No, but like Lipinski was high up.
Yeah,
Duggo was high up.
Duggo is very handsome. And Duggo, his personality puts him up a notch too.
Yeah, there was quite a few that went through. But from your lens, who takes the cake in 2024? Sexiest player?
But he's like,
he's sexiest
like pretty
and
boy,
handsome.
Yeah,
are they
a
two
difference.
Different things?
I think they're different.
Like, Eagle Hagen's got nice eyes.
Eagle Hagen does very nice eyes.
Yeah.
No, he's not my top
like a bigger,
five.
Bit gruffer.
You like them rough.
We've been through this before. You know? You like the
big
bears.
Big Jake Strigger.
Shane Mumford.
Not quite a Jake Strigger. No, was it Josh, sort of Josh Bruce type back in the day?
I reckon who he'd like? Braden Pruce.
Oh, Prusey.
Oh, Prusey.
What Prusey about the vision? What about Prusey pinging his hamstring running out to play?
Oh, Prusey.
And that looked like a bad hamstring. That snapped in half when he jumped. That is hilarious.
That poor bloke. He cannot
hilariously not hilarious for him because I've been in that situation where you can't take a trick.
I was going to say, that would be you.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Kieran Briggs, another one for you. Big cuddler.
Yeah, Kieran Briggs, you'd be a good one.
You would get lost in those
good.
Cuddles.
I would.
Back to me. Melbourne Footy Club. Clayton Oliver, I'm not convinced at all, is in anywhere near.
He's
60% Clayton Oliver.
They keep talking about the finger.
I know that, but he just didn't. He started well. Off the top of my head, I should have written it down. I think it was 10 touches in the first quarter.
Yep.
Might have been 12, whatever
it's
it was.
He's got no tank.
Had two touches in the last.
Yep.
Absolutely no tank.
And I remember, he didn't have a preseason, right?
No, but remember I used to say, because I was on the Clary bandwagon, hard.
Yeah, you love Clary.
And I was like, he kicks it way better than people give him credit for, and he's quick. Mm. He's not quick.
No.
And he's struggling to kick it, because he can't get away
so
into space.
So what do they do? Do they drop him?
Well, you can't drop him.
Do they manage him?
He almost needs a mini preseason. Yeah. You know those players that go away for a mini preseason?
They're going okay enough that they're in a position where they can do that. They should say,
three weeks.
He didn't have a great preseason. Clearly it's not working. We don't want to put him as a sub or anything like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take him out for 3 to 4 weeks, and we're just going to put time into his legs.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it because he started well. So, Clary's back, and then by the end, he was in the screen to be used at times.
Yeah,
you know, you go, geez, they could have passed it to him, and then all of a sudden you do that 4 or 5 times more, and you've had a reasonable game. But he just wasn't himself. That long stride length and the lead. So a little warning sign for Melbourne. The leading disposal getters for Melbourne in that game: Lever, Rivers. Mm. Langdon, Max Gorn, Steve May.
Yeah.
Were their top five.
Against Richmond.
Richmond, who we think, careful, because Richmond's supporters are pretty vocal.
Yeah. They're shit. They are. They're awful at the moment.
Like, so if you beat them by 40 or 50, that's nothing.
Yeah. You're not getting backs to get a lot of touches against Richmond.
You're not getting four measurements around beating Richmond. No. But so you reckon Clary, wait and see off the back of his
surgery? Well, there's two options you've got. You can play through this and just put up with it week after week after week. Hopefully, it gets better. So, or do you do the block aside?
So I've done a block in one season. The thing is, if you try and do it with the games to get fit, on Monday you can't move.
Mm.
Tuesday you're at risk of injury to try and get any extra load.
So you never
get
any continuity.
Then Thursday's your train day, and you can't tack on much at the end of that.
So you would do the block?
Oh, I reckon one more quiet week and I'd block.
So you can pull him and say he's having finger surgery and then just...
Or just say, he's out with a hand.
Mm. Port Adelaide, geez, they copped a few injuries on the weekend. So Sam Powell-Pepper out with the ACL. That's really flattening for him. Connor Rosie, that's a hammy. He didn't look great either. Really odd one because it was how he landed and he sort of held that really high spot. And then Aaliyah, obviously, as well. So they're going to lose three just for the showdown. But, and quick shout out to Willem Drew. Good to see him get a medal, bit of acknowledgement.
Connor Rosie was $1.01, wasn't he?
What about my boy?
Burgoyne.
Jace Burgoyne.
Oh, no, he was good.
27 disposals, 8 marks, 4 tackles, and you'll like this, 451 metres gained.
We like that.
He's classy. And in that last quarter, when the game was still sort of in the mix, he was everywhere.
Took it to a mark and maybe broke a tackle.
Yeah.
But Rosie was the best player on the ground until he went off.
Yeah. But talking to, because I was working with Sean on Saturday night, you know, before the giant drama hit afterwards, and we were talking about Jace.
Don't take the piss out of this.
And Sean's just said, what's that on your notes about punching in the face?
What's that?
My script writer gave me this. Sean, let me run a past you.
This will be a good one. If I don't use it, you should. He was talking about how this is the first time that he's really had a crack in that role. Because that's what he is. He's a wingman. And he goes up and down.
He reminded me so much of Peter.
He said they kept sticking him halfback. He was a sub. Like, they knew he was capable.
But that happens to every kid.
Yeah, you got to wait.
Like, unless you come in and have 25 straight away, you're at risk.
They're not surprised, put it that way.
Sean got kids?
Sean? I think Sean's got...
3 or 4?
So they go, and he's married to, is it Erin Phillips' sister?
Erin Phillips' sister, yeah.
Jesus, good Jesus.
Like, their bloodlines are unbelievable. Don't worry.
Very good footballers.
Port Adelaide and Hawthorn have got the binoculars out.
Magic Millions, those kids go for a bit.
He would have qualified for both quite easily, I would have thought.
I think much easier at Hawthorn.
Yeah, he ended up playing more at Hawthorn.
Way more at Hawthorn. I'm going to get that balance.
Because he played until he's 48.
He's got some investment in this. He's like, oh, your check.
Burgoyne,
we're on him. He's not eligible for the Rising Star nomination, is he? He's probably slightly too old.
I'd say too many games.
Too many games.
I'd say. Because I reckon.
Only 10.
No, I reckon he's played about 17 or 18.
But you count those.
Maybe he's 10 the year before.
Yeah.
Doesn't count the ones that played this year.
No, I know that. But he's been around a couple of years.
Okay.
I don't reckon he qualifies, but he would get it if he did.
Mm. Carlton. So I think they're probably firmly in the contender category now. And so apologies to the people.
Oh, so now you like them. They've lost.
I didn't say I liked them.
I got some feedback from
It's funny enough, that loss gave me more confidence than some of their wins.
I got some very strong feedback from my mate who lives in London. He's a massive Carlton supporter. Gets up and watches them. He was very disappointed with our Carlton piece last week. He said, it's ridiculous. Guys, have not got a handle on Carlton.
I just see the injuries.
Nick doesn't know anything about him at all.
Don't care about him with Nick's opinion. really quickly, Sean Burgoyne, 150-odd at Port, 250-odd at Hawthorn.
So he close to both.
Okay, so clicked him both.
Even if they're up the Nick, give us your best
Carlton analysis now.
No, so I think they're
going to get more feedback.
As long as Curnow and Mackay are their points of difference. Because even though
lazy analysis.
Cripps and Walsh are operating at a very high level, but most people have a Cripps and Walsh. Like within 10%.
That's my point about Freo's midfield, for example. Everyone's got a good midfield.
Everyone can get 30. Yeah. But if those two bailed them out, and they almost sort of did it again on the weekend, they couldn't get near it for a while, and then they started to get near it.
Kind of broke the two tags.
Yeah. And
rough tags.
And they don't cook the rotations or do something weird when like Chera comes back in, because they tend to do that, right? They get people back and then they play worse.
Mm.
Did Sark
play on
the weekend?
Is that fair to say that's a trend?
I'll let you know. Let me get some feedback and I'll let you know.
Sark didn't play on the weekend, did he?
No. So it's him. It's Motlop. They're still missing. Chera, Martin, McGovern, Motlop, and Sard are probably the ones who are in their
Sard and Chera are the two that I'd be pretty keen to get back in pretty quickly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Martin's in a weird spot.
I think he'd just be a bonus at this point.
He'd go through the twos to come back. Yeah. Whereas
at the end of last year, he's high impact when he plays.
Yeah.
But he was excellent. Yeah. Excellent in the lead into the finals and the finals.
So you're not quite prepared to leave Jack Martin Island
and
yet.
Chera are the only two that will come straight back in.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing with that. But Jack Martin is very important if he's playing and if he's playing well. He's very
important.
He is.
Yeah, no, I agree, but not very. Cripps is very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Sam Walsh is very important.
You're
having a bad run with words at the moment.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay, I've got Essendon. Now, let's tip our hat to Essendon. This is 3 weeks in a row we're tipping it to Essendon.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Zach Merritt is...
What's going on? We're suddenly an Essendon podcast.
I'm an Essendon fan. I'm going to get my jumper out from when I was a kid. I couldn't fit one arm through that at the moment. Wave it around. Hey, Darcy Parrish, I'll tell you what, the turning point of Darcy Parrish, he was pretty good on the weekend. Socks down.
Oh.
He looks slow with the socks up, and he wasn't. Now he's socks down. He's back.
What was his meters gain?
I didn't look. Jake Stringer, contract year. Unbelievable. Now everyone's onto it.
I'm Essendon, I'm not signing him for any more than 1 year.
He's on 1 year deals for the rest of his career.
I reckon if he could
do 6 month deals, if you could do. Yeah. I reckon they should do month to month.
So I reckon this will be the first Matty Rosa big contract.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
If you get, say, Jake Stringer, and Essendon are going well, you must say, they've won 2.5 of their last three.
And performed our expectations.
But also, they should have won on the weekend. I thought they were better than Collingwood most of the game.
Yeah, I thought that too.
You're saying Matty Rosen needs to make a swing and trade him now while his currency's high to a contender desperate.
Get a first rounder. If he did that, I would be like, okay, at least that's something. Signing him to 3 years.
Nah.
Is, nah. 1 year.
Like, is $1 million and 1 year.
So Jake and his people will come and say, we want 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Matt's going to have to come and say, no, we just want to give you one. And then he'll say, well, if you're going to give me one, you're going to have to pay me way overs.
So $1 million and $1 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
They would go back and say,
who's knocking that back?
I don't hate it because then next year you're getting
contract year stringer again.
Yeah. And you say to him, mate, you keep doing this, we'll just keep giving you the big dollars.
You're getting $1 million a year.
The answer to that would be, if they propose a 5 years, they say, yeah, Jake, we've been here before. We both know that's one good year. Regardless of what length we sign you to, that's one good year.
Yeah. So we all know what's happening.
We know what's going on.
So Darcy Parish, metres gained.
Okay, oh, hold on. So hold on, let me have a guess. Is it over 100? Over 200? Over 300?
It's the second most
on the
field.
Over 400? Over 500?
Yep.
Over 600?
No.
Oh. 549 metres gained. Darcy Parish.
That has to be a career high.
That is a that's him, though. That's not the muck around Parish. That's him.
That's effective Parish. But he didn't get the best on ground.
That's
fine.
So. No, that's another
listener. Yeah. Darcy Parish is listening to this podcast.
If I was West Coast, tag Zach Merritt. Don't do me, I might upset the structures.
So Ruben just...
And I'm not talking about, hey, Ruben, find a body at a stoppage. I'm talking... Oh, I could have said something that might have cancelled me, but that's what you got to do.
Be careful. Be careful because it happens quick.
The head of the snake. The head of the snake.
It's not what you expect.
It needs to be run around like...
You want some 1980s stuff.
Has to be.
Wow.
Has to be.
Really?
Well, you take him out.
You're on the Crowley effect.
Jeez, I tell you what, the Crowley effect.
That's what I'm after.
If he does go to the Scarborough Sporty on Saturday morning, has a couple, and then comes and calls, it's worth listening to Triple M because it sounds like he's up and about for this one. Really up and about.
Is this you or me? You did Essendon?
Who did Essendon?
I did Essendon.
Oh, so it's me next. Okay, so Fremantle, really good win. That was a great game of footy from where I was sitting on the boundary.
Wasn't a polished game of footy, but it was a good game of footy.
Yeah, it was a tight. I think two goals in a row was the most consecutive run till halfway through the last.
Close game of footy. Yeah. I like anything's close. I didn't care if it's the worst game.
Yeah, good to watch.
You didn't know who was going to win that game until Bailey Banfield iced it.
Yeah.
And well done to Bailey Banfield too. He has copped a lot of criticism the last few weeks. And he had a couple of shaky moments against Port and against Carlton. But against West Coast, where he had a chance to sort of steady them. He stepped up big time. There was not only the two goals, but there was countless moments in that game where he was really good. But
I loved how that last kick, it looked like he flushed it, I reckon he floated that a bit to get, because it went 58 metres.
It looked like it was going hard right.
His best finish.
Swung back.
He didn't hit it sweet.
Did you see the flight of the ball? It tracks right and then just weirdly comes and stops.
And he said it floated through. I think it probably did float through in the end.
Quick shout out to two debutants. Both played their role really well. I thought Voss presented really well. Had a couple of finished it right in front. And then Cooper Simpson.
Important late.
Man, that first step when he little shimmy and then a couple of little runs from the side. Similar to Darcy Jones in the way that he just went. He just motored away.
Yeah.
But the one I want to talk about, and we've probably got enough time now, but Josh Tracy, right? That's the best we've seen of him. Five contested marks.
Strong.
He was really strong.
I feel like we've said that about Josh Tracy like five times. That's the best we've seen because he's a little bit more.
He's 20 or 21. He's really young.
Yeah.
My question is, if you have to go and get Logan McDonald, right? Let's just say he did become available and they said, well, we want two or three first-round draft picks. Are you not better at this point just saying, you know what? We've got Amos and Jackson and we like Tracy. Because you're going to have to really pay a lot to get McDonald. If you want him, you're going to have to, and maybe it's not McDonald, but maybe it's another key
what
forward.
What would they do with the first round draft picks otherwise?
Well, I think that they should look somewhere else. Like the Liam Baker part of it really fits. The Warner part of it fits. I think they need more pace and a bit more grunt.
Yeah, they need more pace. And that's why they
around the
that's why they went well against the Dogs in the midfield, because Dogs are slow.
They were too big and too slow. Yeah. So I think you'd better off backing in the Tracy Amos Jackson thing and going, we need more, maybe not Liam Baker, but that type of player.
Yeah, what would you give for Baker?
You'd give a first round.
You'd give a first. They've got three of them.
I'd give three for Chad.
Yeah, well, three late ones.
The way they're
three late
the
ones. Yeah,
and they'll be three in the team. Well,
at the moment.
Gold Coast. Jake Rogers. They just keep finding him,
right? He looked great.
This draft.
Little whippet.
So that's 22. Great. His fast feet, unbelievable. And his finishing as well. Yeah. Like, he's kicking inside 50.
This will be the draft that when they win their first flag, that'll be the picture of the all lined up.
I wrote this down.
The photo we're talking about.
Yeah. It reminded me, and like obviously a lot of water to go under the bridge, but Geelong 2001, where pick 8, Bartel, James Kelly, Steve Johnson, Gary Ablett Jr. Jesus. All 300. I think Steve Johnson played 293, but apart from that, 300 gamers.
I mean, there's the Ablett father-son, but they still nailed the other stuff.
Well, that tells you the bloody father-son, doesn't it?
And Ablett wasn't Ablett that under 18.
No, he
preferred doing kickflips. Yeah, so Jed Walter, Jack Rogers, Ethan Reed, Will Graham, and Sam Closey.
Will Graham looks tough.
Yeah.
Like I said Jed to someone Walter yesterday, looks tough. He's a big boy.
Even in that group alone. Yeah, if you were say, like, I'll start a club, here's your five. Yeah, you can go any good. You'd be like, yeah, thank you.
Imagine those blokes on the Gold Coast. Just
are we pumping them up too much right now? They beat West Coast by 30.
The performance wasn't that impressive.
There was two goals in it, or two and a half goals in it. And thankfully,
I'm not drinking any.
The line was 33.5, and that last goal to King with 8 seconds to go got it over.
No, they still got a lot of work to do, but I think this is like that. Of all those drafts that they had where they had high picks, and those ones, they're not being ripped out and now exposed to Gold Coast life.
Who they got this week? Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Who would you take? Brisbane or?
Is it the Gabba, is it?
Oh, who cares?
At the moment, you take Gold Coast, don't you?
Nah, you got to... Brisbane. You've got to think Brisbane at some point.
It's at the Gabba, yeah.
At some point, they've got to switch on.
Mm.
Tell you what, if it was on the Goldie, I might lean to them. That's why. Yeah. I know it's not.
Bit of speed on the car. I can't get it. I cannot get excited. Kill Queensland footy. It's done.
You don't know the Q Clash?
I'm watching that.
Nah,
I'll tune in
for
sure.
Of all the games, it's probably the least interesting one.
Yeah, there's a lot of AFL Cairns is probably one of the highest watched comps on streamer.
Yeah.
Good comp.
Yeah,
it was unreal on the weekend.
To be fair, 90% of those are just you.
Who was that?
You're massive.
Side little divert because I got Collingwood. I'll get to him in a second. Did you see that shot at goal where it was called touched?
Oh, the guy clicking his boots?
Someone wrote to me a DM and he came back to it. I'll come back to this in question time.
Okay.
Collingwood, remind me though, because it's crazy what he wrote to me a little while ago. Collingwood Football Club absolutely walloped in the clearances. Nick Dacos is by far their best player. I know it's a great, he's a very good player.
Mm.
I can't see any, the Collingwood or Brisbane at the moment, I don't think they're in the top echelon of clubs.
No.
It's going to be very, very hard. We're getting into the meat of the season.
Yeah.
This is round 8. And neither of them have they been in the 8 at all?
Collingwood was last week, I feel like, just.
Mm. They haven't.
They're sitting 10th at the moment.
I feel like they've...
I'm not sure they have because they started so poorly.
Yeah, maybe briefly for one of them, but not a lot.
Yeah.
It's a concern. Obviously, if you had to pick one of the two, you'd say Collingwood gets there?
They haven't been in the 8 all year.
Maybe.
I'm saying Collingwood, yes.
They're a better chance.
But all of a sudden, the parts of the game that I was concerned about Essendon and proved completely and utterly wrong... my check was good on the weekend. I thought he was their best. I didn't think Nick Dacos was, and he was the only one that got votes in the medal. Mm. But Jamie Elliott took a beautiful hanger, but had 10 touches. Mm. Kicked Schiltz kicked one goal. McCreary kicked one goal. Hoskin Elliott kicked one goal. Lipinski one goal. I don't have in Collingwood's team a get out of jail free card in that forward line, and that was for 2 years I've been proven completely wrong.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm not. You're not losing sleep about
it's
Cox
funny
and those guys down there.
I think
there.
We started to get excited about Ash Johnson, and we started to get excited when they brought in McStay. We thought our man Dan McStay.
Yeah,
and then obviously
McStay.
DeGoey, if he's having an impact forward, is really good. But yeah, it does feel like they have to patch together.
Hoskin Elliott had 3 disposals, which is near
dead.
But
whereas the week before he looked like
9
the second coming.
Yeah, but it's just, but that surprises you, those games.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just not convinced by Collingwood at the moment. Yeah.
No, I don't think.
Did you think Nick Dacos was that good?
No. He should. I don't think he should have got votes.
Yeah. I had a little interest in him.
Yeah.
But I was like, God, I don't think he's a chance.
I don't think so.
Mm.
It's me, is it? Mm. Who's the team I'm supposed to be doing?
Probably Western Bulldogs.
Okay.
You got it written down?
So they've got an interesting little problem now. Because Hugo Hagen will be back this week, you'd assume. He's had 2 weeks
off. Well,
he's
back training, yeah.
Yeah, you'd hope that he's back, and good luck to him in his personal situation. But Sam Darcy was excellent. He was one of the Dogs' best. Kick 3.
He's so big.
He's massive.
On the field. Yeah. And there was one stage late, I reckon he used his body so well on Pierce to take the kept space to his free side. Bump, perfect bump on Pierce, but just wasn't strong enough to keep him out of the play. So Pierce managed to out-muscle him back into the play.
Yep.
3 years' time with his height, and he marks it high.
He's going to be really good.
Waste of time, Pierce. You're not going to spoil that.
No. One contest against Chapman where it looked like Chapman had good position everything, but Darcy was just bigger.
Yeah.
So they'll get Hugo Hagen back. Darcy cannot be dropped. You're not dropping Norton. So that means Lobb goes out again. Has to go out again. The interesting thing for me is Cody Waitman, because I think I've said on this before, when they're at their best, Cody Waitman's one of them.
7 times last year, kicked 3 goals.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they won 5 or 6 of those at least. He's a star, but you can't see him playing for a while.
Need to fix that elbow. That's happened 3 times now.
It's now something that needs to get rectified otherwise. So I really have concerns for them now, because I think he's in their 3 or 4 most important players.
Yeah.
I know that sounds insane given the star power they have, but you're putting Bontop obviously at the top of that list. You're putting Liver in that list. I think he's in there because they don't have anything else like him.
That's the review I can get around when Bont missed and the umpire reviewed it. Like, I would have reviewed that too. But surely Bont did not miss.
The umpire wasn't watching. He was just ready to give the big two pistons.
He'd already done the flag.
That was a bad miss. That is a hard angle for a left footer and on the other side a right footer. If you can't kick a banana there, you have to kick a drop punt. Naturally, your ball goes left to right for a left footer.
Yep.
And if you miss it by a bee's freckle, it's a harder kick than it looks. I know you're close, but those ones on those tighter angles, but you still have to kick a drop punt at tough kicks.
Who can help out up forward? Do we bring our man Artie Jones in? Is he fit? I don't know where he's at. You need some sort of spark because without
Aiden
Cody...
Aiden O'Driscoll's out.
I think they need the spark in the middle. I know Liver should return. What was he like?
Liver will be bad. Illness. They said illness.
Oh, illness. That's right.
Mm. Yeah, not sure if it was food poisoning or what. But
Adelaide, Jake Soligo.
Oh, so yeah, we love
only
him.
Crouch and O'Brien had more centre-bounce attempts.
He's one of our guys, right?
He's one of our guys,
we've been
So he had, 20, last 3 weeks, so he had 23-7 inside 50s on the weekend, and it's easy kill North Melbourne. Hard to read anything to North Melbourne
very
at
hard,
the moment.
Very hard.
But the previous week, 31, 10 clearances, 4 score involvements. Previous week to that, 27, 6 clearances, 5
they've
score
got one.
Involvements.
They've got one, and he's
and
tough.
It, and it just took it like... Yeah. I feel like a lot of other people, and this is maybe a wood from the trees when you're inside the club, a lot of other people could see that from the outside, that he had something about him and just had to get
Well, what
more
was
of a
the
shot?
Conversation around Nick's refusing to budge? Was it Nick's who was refusing to budge because of the media pressure?
Yeah, the media pressure from the outside.
What was that? That was that conversation.
Is that Kane Corns? Yeah, Corns and Buckley.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, so he threw Soligo in there and he's absolutely killing
it. So my little brother texted me ages ago, and I just put Soligo in a memory little look. He's like, every single Soligo touch is impactful. He reminds me of and he said, don't take this seriously in terms of the ceiling, a danger sort of picket type where it's powerful, it's fast, it's clean.
And he's got a bit of prick about him.
A bit of prick as opposed to... 1, 2, everyone have a handball.
No. He's always like, where can I go with the most dangerous spot?
And I want to
spot?
Go quickly with it. Yeah. And that's what my brother meant. And I said, oh, please. And that was wearing him up. I refused to see it, but I knew exactly what he meant.
I think with where footy's going and the helter-skelter that we're seeing more, thanks to the flow-on of Richmond and then Collingwood, I think we're going to see more of those types of players. Like, we've seen more guys coming in now that are taking the game on than ever before. Like, Harley's obviously the poster child for it. You got Wilson at St Kilda. You got Jones comes in, does that. Simpson comes in his first game and starts weaving and ducking.
And let's not forget the McKercher. But also McKercher on the weekend was great. But the weekend before, the 4 or 5 bounces through the middle.
Yeah.
And no one bats an eyelid.
No.
And I said, I think if Harley does it, we've got...
Well, that's a different environment. It's a different environment over here. But that is... Out. Are we seeing a trend? I think we're seeing a trend.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's just a bloody good draft.
Yeah, well, that too. Well, yeah, that too. Yep.
Brisbane Lions.
Yeah.
Now, I said last week 0% chance of winning the flag, and then we did the whole we're not doing probabilities,
And then
I wound it back.
Yeah.
I wound it back because you said, note that down. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, just in case.
Cannot win the flag.
Double down.
This week's the week. I'm happy to do it. They aren't winning a flag. No way in the world. We'll be lucky to make finals. Absolutely pumped by 54 points. Same stuff, different week. No excitement. Too slow.
Can I ask a question?
Do not make a video out of this either, Josh, because I am half taking the piss. But
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Humic luggage. He's out of contract, big money coming elsewhere. Some talk that he could get up to 1.3, which sounds like a lot of money.
Free agent?
Are you signing him?
For how much am I?
What's for Brisbane? What's the number for Brisbane?
It's probably 900.
Let's say it's 5 years.
Nine.
Five years, 900. So there's going to be bigger offers than that. Yeah. So you're happy to lose him?
Yeah, well, yeah, with the compensation, you'll probably get
pick one.
You have three nights in Vegas, well, pick one, and then you're out.
They might have pick one anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Up with as
that,
well.
The younger Ashcroft was best on ground in the Talent Academy game on the weekend. So they get picked. They might have pick one anyway.
He looks really good.
Just quickly, Brisbane again. Lachie Neal, watching closely, looks
underdone.
Underdone or slow. And he's not a fast player, Lachie.
No.
But he's not getting anywhere near as many contests.
No, right.
They've got to change something.
Yep.
What does Fakes do? Is it time to say, sorry, Joe, we've seen enough of the same stuff? It's so disheartening when there's shots at goal. They go left, right, good night, nowhere near the middle.
The problem is they're so experienced, they're married to a lot of these players.
They're married to them, and I get that. But is it time that, you know, Joe kicked 0 goals, 1, Eric kicked Wood 0 goals, 1? It's time for Eric to go back. Mm. They need to make a statement of some description. It's
but
not
who
like
are you
they're
bringing
triple,
in?
I don't care. They're not triple premiership players. I understand why Richmond might hang on to some players.
Yeah.
Because they've been to battle that many times with success.
Yeah.
They haven't done it.
Mm. But in their minds, they think that. You've been up for 5 years. You know, we've been through the wars.
Hang on, look into the cabinet. No, empty.
Well, it's not. They got a few in there, but.
This decade.
Not the new ones.
Yeah, but since they moved from Carrara
fair
to.
Fair bit of dust on the old.
Well, let's bring back Vossi and Lappin and those guys then if we want to be loyal.
Jonathan Brown could still get a
Clark
kick.
Keating, let's get all the boys back.
Let's go to the St Kilda Football Club. Jack Steele doesn't look right, does he? Did you watch that game?
Oh, I did watch the game. Who they played?
He looked like he was sort of moving a little poorly.
Yeah, no, I did watch it. He's looked like that for a couple of years, hasn't he? It's like he's carrying around a PCL.
Well, last year
in
particular was hard to watch.
He was hurt.
Start of this year, he came out with a bit of a bang. Looked like he was in pretty good nick. Thought, okay, we got Jack Steele back. But the last couple of weeks, just seeing some slight regression in his physical.
But is that what you just spoke about where the game's going?
Yeah, he's not that player.
Not that.
I think you can still have inside balls, but you have to complement it with so many running guys now, and you have to be an elite inside ball. If you can't do it with
He's not in that category.
Not anymore.
Speaking of the kids taking it on, Darcy Wilson.
That's what I got here. Darcy Wilson, I love Darcy Wilson.
Yeah.
The way he moves.
See his running meters?
He's so...
Did you know how good a runner he was?
Yeah, because he won their time trial on day one.
Did he? There you go.
Came in and absolutely spacked it. And he's big. He's really big. He's
big,
long.
Rangy sort of,
21 disposals.
I love him.
0 goals, 2. Imagine if he kicks 2 hot dogs there.
Yeah. Mm. And he was a rising star nom last week. So, you know, you mentioned great draft. This is looking like a really good. This is looking like a high.
You know, you're going to be good if Ross lets you run like that and gives you like free reign as a first-year player.
He knows. He can tell. Higgins, 3 weeks. What do we think?
So, we need to twist the rule somehow. He's holding him down. I get it. But you can't have a lear try and do some cartwheel kick at the same time. Mm. Maybe we do get away with a few. Pinned early, and I know the rule says something like if you don't have prior opportunity, you can drop it.
Mm.
But you can't. They pin you every time.
Yeah.
Maybe you're allowed, because I didn't see that as being too vicious from Higgins.
I really thought that's what he had to do.
Well, I don't think, it wasn't like pinned arms and dump.
Mm.
It was like one arm and whatever else was going on. I haven't got the vision here.
He tries to
karate kick it.
Are we seeing the reverse of the... You know, last week it was about Barris being too big for Sonny Walters and he should have done the weight thing.
Well, yeah, because they argued...
Is this the reverse of that? Because for Higgins to bring down Aaliyah, he almost has to jump on him.
Of course you do.
Like, so you have to use that level of force. It's almost the reverse.
There's one in the Frio game where someone got spun around 360. I said in the call, I was like, you've got to blow your whistle. Because the alternative is, you can't...
It was Norton.
Was it Norton?
Yeah, he literally spun twice.
And I'm like, well, the alternative is now I've got to throw him to the ground.
Yeah, because you
blow your whistle.
You're making me do it.
Because I can't stop him.
No, you're right.
I need to bring him to ground.
West Coast?
West Coast. You're playing devil's advocate. Do they get any closer with Harley in the side?
I think they got absolutely murdered in the middle.
Margin wasn't that big in the end. That's what I mean.
I reckon if you have him, you're closer, just because they had that really good thing going with the inside. I don't know if they win the game, but I definitely feel like they're closer, right?
It just felt like, and I know the reasons why they did it, but I don't know, it just felt like the wrong timing to rest him. Like, he just had his best game.
Confidence is everything, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Just keep him rolling. Yeah. And, like, give him also.
3 days
like,
on the piss in Tongal is not helping anyone.
But do it on the back of a Melbourne trip, right? You have an extra three days over.
Yeah.
There's a few conversations to unpack there, and I'm going to keep unpacking them.
19-7 centre bounces just before we move on.
Okay.
The
Because is it something that potentially they had in place pre season and went, right, we're going to rest him round 7,
that's what
then we've got the bye, and then we'll see how he's going?
Yeah.
Like, but but when you've come off a game where you're arguably best on ground, and then the previous week you were excellent, and then the previous week you were excellent.
But he's obviously giving a lot of spunk to the team too. Like you're running out, and this is fun. And
yeah, there's a bit of mixed communication because some at West Coast are saying he was sore, and others are saying no, he's not sore.
Yeah,
and
what do you know?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, we're not circling back to the Harley retweet.
No, we're not. They're not circling back anywhere. I'm just saying, I thought it was a bit odd.
I would have played him. Unless he was injured, I would have played him. For 3 years, West Coast have been shit.
Mm.
The confidence and the fun that they look like they're having, and tip your hat to Waterman again. He's all of a sudden just becomes a freak. I don't know. I just felt like if you're on the Gold Coast, they're gettable. And you know what I think of the Gold Coast. They're gettable. Yoey was good again. I just thought maybe if he's there and they kick the first...
They've set themselves for the Essendon game.
Which I think is the wrong one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. And I know having
back... Do you know what time they got back last night? They got back at midnight last night. They landed at midnight.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
So they have to have today off.
Oh.
Right? So then you got 4 days or whatever to prepare for a game.
Oh, please.
Who's on Richmond?
Yeah, I've got Richmond to skip.
Essendon's had 9 days, by the way, just FYI.
Oh, okay.
Makes a difference.
Of course it does.
9 days to five.
Harley's had 2 weeks.
Richmond.
No, he bulleted Richmond.
Oh, he bulleted Richmond.
Oh, what are you going to talk about? Jacob Hopper being injured again? And I feel for him. I actually feel for him because he was playing well.
He kept trying to play.
I think in his head, he's like, I just got to keep going now.
Yeah. I was going to bullet Hawthorn too.
Josh gave us extra bullets.
No, he didn't.
You got 2 bullets?
No, he didn't. I've got something because I knew someone would bullet something before I got to him. Sam Mitchell is out of contract. So his record, 52 games now as coach, 16 wins.
He's out of contract already.
Yeah, 16 wins, 30% winning ratio. He's gone 8 wins, then 7 wins. And now he has 1 from the first 7 games. So he's probably on target to maybe not even get to that 7 wins again.
No, they won't get there.
So they're probably regressing 3 years in a row.
They'd have to go 50-50 from...
Hawthorn man, I know it's hard because you know Sam, obviously you won flag with him. So are you confident...
I'm a giant, man.
You're a giant.
I'm a swan.
Are you confident that he is the right guy?
How many years are you giving him? 2.
Just 2 years. 2 year.
2 years. They don't have the cattle
because
at the moment.
You just don't like him because he baked your man on the weekend.
Who'd he bake?
Scrimshaw.
Did he bake Scrimshaw?
Yeah, absolutely baked him.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's probably the first time we've seen frustration too, really, from Mitch.
I'll just play devil's advocate here because you've been funny on Longmill getting an extension. Does he need to get one? Well,
Mitch is out of contract.
So you're waiting till the end.
He can't turn up without a contract.
No, but let's say he wins 3 games and then you're doing it at the end of the year regardless.
Yeah, I am.
Regardless.
Yep.
Yeah, because you've got to start from scratch again and you bring someone else in.
Yeah, okay.
You already had a.
Zero cattle. Like Mitch Lewis, another late withdrawal.
The
best and fairest has just returned. CJ, the DJ's got to come back in.
100% think he's a great coach.
From a human perspective, that's the decision makers admitting they made the wrong decision, which they're not going to do as a...
I heard a businessman say the other day, the smartest business decision you made is cut a person 5 weeks... A year too, like in their life.
Too early,
then wait 5 weeks too long.
But it's hard to do. It's too hard to do. You've got to make a mistake. Yeah.
But the story was he employed someone and then cut him 2 days later and had to pay enough for that to happen. But he's like, I just knew it wasn't the right thing to do.
Why wait a year?
So
the damage could be done.
But I'm not saying that.
Mal Meninga political career.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. It's not for me.
This isn't for me. North Melbourne.
Losing margin, 52 points. Let's bullet, please.
No, you can't bullet, mate. There's one bullet.
Josh said we have extra bullets.
No, you don't have
extra bullets. Tell me about Freo's first round picks. Give me a price for Cam Zerha.
North will ask for 2. I'd offer a second round.
I was going to say a late first or a second.
I'd put him in.
He's almost in the stringer category, right? But he has even less stringer games.
Stringer's a better player.
I was going to say, he could be a stringer.
Yeah.
Like, we could get to a point where that's what Zerha's career is. But, man, when he started, the absolute bull, the menace that he was.
And so he needs to get that back.
It was like a 5 week period where we thought, what happens if he does leave? And then he does it.
Oh, he's just going to cut that every year.
Off the back of the Horn Francis stuff.
It'd be interesting for Fremantle, wouldn't it?
No.
Fremantle need Zerha.
He's Freo boy?
Yeah.
He's Freo?
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
I don't know if he's Freo. Which waffle club, but certainly
not.
He was East Freo.
North Melbourne. So I've got a ticket sitting there saying a winless season.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
They're paying
$10. I didn't know who. I didn't think it might have been the WA side that might have battled.
Mm.
Are we seeing North Melbourne?
I still can't believe you got that for any team. Has that ever happened, though?
1964.
Who was it?
God knows. Dan, brother-in-law Dan, let me know, because he's the one who told me 1964.
There's only about six teams back then, too. It's played each other once.
Surely they'll pitch one, but it won't be one you expect.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, at the moment, if you laid out every game coming up, you would say North
Carolina
would lose it.
Well, a lucky eight or something.
Something will happen. Last year with West Coast, when they were an abomination, and then they came out to beat the Dogs. And it was like...
In Melbourne.
And
they beat bloody Collingwood last year. Was it Collingwood?
And GWS. Collingwood the year before.
Collingwood the year before.
They've had some random wins.
But so, this is what I mean. It'll have to be
something like that.
It'll be like,
Well, West Coast, they play West Coast in Tassie, is it? Or is it in Melbourne?
Still, I wouldn't. That's not the one I would expect them to win.
Yeah, you're knocking off an Essendon or something.
Yeah, like Essendon are touching on the top four. Sorry, and then all of a sudden, North Melbourne.
I've been well behaved for 3 weeks and I've just thrown you in then.
Essendon was what I was thinking, but I wasn't ready to say it.
You guys.
Darcy Parrish, 550.
Yeah, Bernie, he's listening.
Wilson, really quickly. Wilson for St Kilda, 550 metres going too.
It's been the Hardball Gets AFL show. We'll see you tomorrow for the mailbag. I don't know what day it is.